To Ministers and Physicians. Loma Linda, California, May 1, 1906. I am now charged to write out the straight testimony which was given me Monday night. I am to withhold none of it. I am to say to ministers and physicians, we must have a work done among us who bear the gospel message. We need the power of the truth in the soul. The close of this earth's history is drawing near, and our work has not extended into the highways and byways as it should have done. In very many places, the gospel message must be given in all its power, and in such a way that souls will be aroused. A spirit of self-sacrifice must take possession of ministers and physicians. Everyone must do a self-denying work. Souls are perishing in their sins. Sanitariums must be established in various places away from the cities. Schools must be established in connection with the sanitariums. As far as possible, these organizations must be blended, each helping the other, and yet each doing its special work. No longer should our people go to Battle Creek as they have been doing. Infidelity has been sown there in words, in false statements, in unsanctified influence of mind over mind. God is dishonored, and we are to prepare to accept the situations God may prepare for us. Never before did the matter appear as the Lord presents it today. False theories, repeated again and again, appear as falsely inviting today as did the fruit of the forbidden tree in the Garden of Eden. The fruit was very beautiful and apparently desirable for food. Through false doctrines, many souls have already been destroyed. Some will never see the light and come to their senses. The Lord God of Israel now declares, if the Lord be God, serve him, and if Baal, then follow him. 1 Kings 18, verse 21. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Joshua 24, verse 15. The light of truth must be held up in Battle Creek. Faithful watchmen must be stationed there. The truth must go forth by the exposition of the word to saints and to sinners. Laborers are now needed there who will distinguish the difference between eating of the fruit of the forbidden tree and the eating of the fruit of the tree bearing the gospel message. I am instructed to say, prepare places where will be given true education, free from deceptive theories. Let the plain words of Christ, uncontaminated by false science, be taught. It will require no elaborate preparations to engage sincerely, humbly, prayerfully in this work. Will we now make thorough work for eternity? We have no time to criticize another soul. Do not consider it your duty to chastise another. See that your own soul is right with God.